Why is it that so many people are superstitious about certain things, specifically dates? Like Friday the 13th. I got an email in from someone who said he was born on a Friday the 13th. He says that's his luckiest day, but he says everyone around him has the worst luck on that day. What happens to people then?
Well, you know, we can't escape Friday the 13th. It's impossible for us to have a year without a Friday the 13th.
You'll have at least one, right?
Yeah, the way our calendars are sequenced, every year must have a Friday the 13th. And as a matter of fact, this year, we have two of them. August will also have a Friday the 13th.
Boy, we're lucky to have two.
Yeah. Any month that starts where the first is on a Sunday, we will have a Friday the 13th.
Is the story I read right before you came on, this mythology story,
yeah, that's where
is that
13th,
pretty accurate?
That's where the 13th started. And then the superstition was reinforced, of course, with the Last Supper. Christ and his apostles numbered 13,
mm-hmm.
and less than 24 hours after the meal, Christ was crucified. So 13 was taken as an omen of death or, at best, bad luck. And, you know, that the tradition started, the myth started in the with the Scandinavians, as you mentioned, the Norse mythology, and spread throughout Europe, and then was reinforced with the story of Christ. So 13 became considered to be an unlucky number. And then Friday, in many mythologies and traditions, Friday is also considered unlucky. For example, some people believe that Eve tempted Adam on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
that the great flood with Noah and the ark started on a Friday. And that combined with Christ dying on a Friday.
On a Friday, right.
Right. And so you almost have a double whammy there with the Friday plus the 13. And that's why Friday the 13th is...
And it does seem dark. That day seems like a very dark, ominous day
mm-hmm.
for some reason. I don't know why, but it just feels that way.
Yeah, by the way, two of our presidents were assassinated on a Friday, John Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln.
Hmm.
And by the way, Abraham Lincoln, we have in knowledge in a nutshell... It was Good Friday that he was assassinated.
The superstitions on Friday the 13th, I don't know if anybody's ever taken records of that day, but I'm wondering if things happen to people on that day because they're so concerned that they draw this stuff to themselves.
Well, that's right.
Or whether it's really an unlucky day.
Well, of course, when you look for something, there's more of a tendency for it to happen, right? And also you remember what happens on Friday the 13th if something bad happened to you, whereas if it happened on, let's see...
Tuesday.
Yeah, on June 4th, you wouldn't...
That's my birthday, by the way. Why'd you pick that day for crying out loud?
That's funny.
Well, let's talk about some of the superstitions and get your take on some of that. I am not really superstitious, but I got to tell you, I won't walk under a ladder. I don't like breaking a mirror, and I surely don't like it when a black cat walks in front of me. Now, I don't think much about it when all that happens, but I do go out of my way to avoid things like that.
Not do it, right, right. Well, you know, it's so ingrained in us, and we're afraid to tempt fate, I guess. You know, and let's say purposely walk under a ladder to say, see, nothing's going to happen to me. You're almost afraid, well, maybe something will.
Well, what happened years ago? Did somebody walk under a ladder and a bucket of paint fell on him or something?
That has to do with the belief in the Trinity. A ladder leaning against a wall forms a triangle.
Okay.
And that's a symbol of the Holy Trinity. And to walk through it was thought to be a defiance of sacred power and an intrusion into a sanctified space, and therefore you would have bad luck if you walked into that Trinity.
Okay.
That's where that started.
Black cat walking in front of you.
Well, in the Middle Ages, you know, witches were a big thing with people in the Middle Ages, and people thought that witches could assume the form of a black cat, and therefore if a black cat crossed your path, that would be an omen of bad things to come for you.
Poor cat,
that's where they start. Now, oddly enough, George, in Egyptian mythology, cats were considered good luck. And, in fact, one of the favorite goddesses was the goddess of cats. And that's where the nine lives tradition started. She was felt to have nine lives, and then that transferred to cats. And the fact that cats can fall without seeming to hurt themselves and so on fortified that. But that's one of the few bad luck signs that we have that is considered good luck in other societies.
Remember when we were kids, Charles, if you would see a crack in a sidewalk, you wanted to jump over it.
Right, not step on it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that saying used to be, break your mother's back.
Yeah, step on a crack, you break your mother's back. Yeah. Exactly. Nobody wants to hurt mom.
That's right.
So, four-leaf clover, a lot of people believe those are very lucky when you find them.
Yeah, fortunately, there are a lot of things that portend good luck, that being one of them, four-leaf clover, and that really has a very little religious, most of our superstitions, by the way, come from some religious.
Something religious, belief. Right.
Four-leaf clover basically is not from that. It was just the fact that four-leaf clovers were extremely rare. They grow more now because they've modified how to grow them, but by nature they're very rare, and especially in the British Isles, that's where the good luck charm started. So that when you found one, that foretold good luck, supposedly, because you found something rare. However, there were some religions that felt that four-leaf clovers flourished in paradise, and some feel that they were in the Garden of Eden and so on, and therefore that was a good sign.
If you found one, how long would the luck continue? Just for the moment or for the year? How long?
Well, no, I guess, you know, I really don't know.
Until the thing dried up and fell apart, maybe, huh?
There were different feelings on that, but it was just a sign of good luck to come to you, I think, was the case there. And another good luck charm is the rabbit's foot.
And I always found that to be a little grotesque, but everyone felt it to be lucky.
Yeah, well, rabbits, because the tradition started because they multiply so rapidly, they were seen as symbolic of fertility and abundant life, and therefore to own any part of a rabbit was considered good luck.